advanced, and you can get a drink in and enjoy the view. I was cycling down here because I was running late, and then I remembered as I was coming down, the last time I used to come down here regularly, Alistair Darling had moved out of Downing Street into a pretty horrible flat just over there for the like terrible 5 years of purgatory after he finished being Chancellor. And then you remember that one of the worst things people ever ask politicians is what got you into politics in the first place? Which is a question your mum should care about, because when you're 18, that's very important for her, but isn't important for what the country should care about. The question they should ask you is, what have you read recently? Because the point of think tanks and the rest is to encourage a lot of us, you know, either taking decisions or thinking about decisions or informing decisions to base those on the state of the country and what useful answers actually look like. And you will not find that in what you're excited about when it's 17 and a half. You might find it if you carried on reading and thinking into sad, dark middle age, which is where we got to. Now, just a slightly lighter mood, I'm not the only one that thinks you should be reading things, because everyone's got back in the essay writing business. And can we all just give that a round of applause? Because I think that is what we need to see. Those of us that have spent lifetimes, or the men so far, still time. For those of us that have spent 10 years of their life running think tanks, and those still making that lifestyle choice, I mean, excellent decision, writing essays is a very good thing to be doing, because writing them will also force you to decide what you think. But it'll also help you answer the big questions, and that is important across party these days, to think about answering the big questions. If you're in reform, you're trying to answer the big questions. How do you spend £5 million? If you're in the Greens, you're thinking, what are the big questions? Why does Zach keep lying? And if you're in the Labour Party, how do you turn on disciplined messages? Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you for being here.